COVID-19 pandemic has created consequences for those who are struggling with finances thanks to rising costs. Rising tuition fees have had students question their education, and businesses have faced the risk of closure thanks to what they feel is inadequate government support. Students and Torontonians are facing higher expenses when it comes to the cost of living and education.
In this episode of the On the Record podcast, we take a look at tuition fees continuing to increase despite a lack of on-campus instruction. And we look at how a popular comic book store is doing after moving away from across from Ryerson.
I'm TJ Deer.
And I'm Tom Desarmeaux, and this is On the Record.
This episode of the On the Record podcast was recorded on the traditional and current Indigenous territories that include the Huron-Wendat, Anishinaabe, Haudenosaunee, and the Mississaugas of the New Credit.
The way Canadian university students learn changed a lot over the course of the pandemic. There have been several moves from online learning to hybrid models and back, and some Ryerson students have become fed up. Both representatives from the Canadian Federation of Students, as well as people at Ryerson and many faculties, are asking the school to reduce tuition costs. There are several ongoing petitions on websites like change.org, and they've collectively amassed thousands of signatures. Although the Ontario government has offered COVID-specific tuition assistance and freezes, Ryerson tuition fees have remained largely the same. Domestic students find themselves paying close to $10,000 for online learning, and international students end up owing three times that. On the Record reporter Fiona O'Flynn has been taking a look at this story in more detail for us. We reached her earlier this week. Hi, Fiona. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So what are Ryerson students demanding the school do about tuition costs?
So Ryerson students have been petitioning for the past couple of years to lower the cost of tuition. During online school, there was an argument being made that the quality of education is degraded when you move to virtual learning and that tuition fees should reflect that. So quite a few petitions were launched, but Ryerson chose not to lower the fees. And now as we're heading back to campus, there's still an argument that tuition is too expensive and was too expensive to begin with. I think it can be really frustrating for students when there are such large discrepancies between online and in-person learning, and yet their tuition costs the same for both. And I think more and more students are starting to question why it costs so much and whether it's worth it and whether it's fair. And another big argument is that the cost of tuition makes post-secondary education inaccessible to a lot of people.
How are students saying the pandemic affected the quality of education?
I think generally the pandemic had a pretty negative effect on the quality of education. I heard from students that there haven't been adequate learning supports and that there's not the same access to help when you need it. And even when it comes to content, I've heard that a lot of programs just can't successfully transition to online learning, especially in hands-on programs like creative industries. Some people feel that what they're paying for just isn't worth it when it's moved online. I saw one person on Twitter saying that the content of her classes was equivalent to like a YouTube tutorial that she could find for free. There are also huge concerns with mental health issues and feelings of isolation.
How widespread are these views among Ontario students as far as you've seen?
Yeah, it seems to be a pretty common trend in Ontario and beyond. OCUFA and CFS did a study in 2020 and found that 62% of students and 76% of faculty said that online learning had a negative impact on the quality of education.
And of course, OCUFA and CFS are the Ontario Confederation of University Faculty Association and the Canadian Federation of Students, respectively, two of the largest educational nonprofits in the country. So, Fiona, you contacted the Ryerson office of the Vice Provost, asking how the spending of tuition has changed during the pandemic. What was their response to you, and have Ryerson administrators made any public statements about why student fees are staying the same during COVID?
There hasn't been much response from Ryerson administrators about this. They did say that the cost of tuition hasn't changed because online classes require the same number of professors and student support staff as in-person classes.
Thank you very much, Fiona. This is a great story.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you for having me.
That was writer and reporter Fiona O'Flynn discussing her piece on tuition prices during the era of online learning and the student body's response to them. You can find her full article at our website. On the Record, we'll make sure to keep up with this issue as the story continues to develop.
Small businesses have been heavily impacted as a result of COVID-19. The Canadian Federation of Independent Business reports that in 2021, around 75,000 businesses in Ontario were at risk of closure due to the impacts of the pandemic. The Silver Snail, a popular comic book store formerly located on Yonge Street near Ryerson, was not among the unlucky businesses, but the pandemic has impacted them. On the Record, reporter Emma Moore spoke with one of the co-owners, as well as students who were saddened about the store's move away from campus. Emma, you're on the Record podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
What were the downsides of Silver Snail's location on Yonge Street?
When I spoke with one of the co-owners of the store, Brian Hamelin, who co-owns the store with his business partner, Mark Ingres, they were telling me that with the pandemic-related closures with shopping around the downtown area, that there was a lot less foot traffic in the downtown Yonge Street area, which had been one of the main reasons why Hamelin had said that they had originally moved to Yonge Street in the first place 9 years ago, was because of the appeal of having foot traffic from the downtown area. So when all these pandemic closures started happening in 2020, and there was more restrictions on how often people could go into stores, they started to notice that they were getting less business. They also noticed that with the way that their shop was set up on Yonge Street, that they weren't attracting a lot of foot traffic in general because their location didn't have a storefront. They had a sign that had their logo, and then there was a door where you could go up a set of stairs to access their store, but they didn't have a storefront where they could advertise their merchandise. When COVID started happening and they started getting less foot traffic, they started to realize, okay, maybe we should move to a location that will provide more of the things that we need to increase our foot traffic, especially during a time when that kind of business is so difficult. They were also doing curbside pickup for a while, instead of focusing so much on having people come into the store to browse and purchase comic books. There was a focus during times where they couldn't have the store open because of closures to instead have curbside pickup for people who wanted to order the comic books from them.
Last month, the provincial government announced the COVID-19 Small Business Relief Grant for businesses that were forced to close due to public health measures. Businesses that had to slash their capacity in half, like the Silver Snail, are not qualified to receive the $10,000 grant. Despite the moves made by Queen's Park, many business owners feel it's not enough. On the Record has reached out to the Broadview Danforth Business Improvement Area to determine if a response to their letters sent to the provincial and federal governments were received. The Broadview Danforth BIA only received a response from the Deputy Prime Minister's office, saying that they would receive a response from Mary Ng, the Minister of International Trade, Export Promotion, Small Business, and Economic Development. If any more responses are received, we'll update the liner notes. Silver Snail has relocated to their former location in Trinity Bellwoods. Why did they decide to move away from Yonge Street back to Trinity Bellwoods?
One of the reasons that they had decided to move back was due to the fact that that had been the original home of the comic book store. The Silver Snail has existed in Toronto for 40 years or so, and it existed for many of those years in their original Queen Street location, which isn't the exact storefront that they have moved to recently, but it's in the same general area as where they were originally known for being. They only moved to Yonge Street 9 years ago, and they've been on the Yonge Street location for 9 years. So part of the reason that they moved back to the Queen Street area was because that was where they were really well known. Hamelin was telling me that they would have customers sometimes when they were at their Yonge Street location who would come in and would be like, oh damn, I knew you guys from when you were on Queen Street. So part of it was just that that's where they were well known for being, was on Queen Street West. And so they kind of wanted to return back to their roots, where they originally, the store had originally been located and came from. One of the other things was just that the location on Yonge Street wasn't working for them anymore. One of the things that Hamelin mentioned to me was that their location on Yonge Street just wasn't as accessible as their location now is on Queen Street. So the location on Queen Street has an accessible storefront. It's on the ground floor and can be accessed easily, whereas on Yonge Street, it was a set of stairs that you had to go up. So they were excited to move there to increase the accessibility of their store. As well, just having a storefront is really big for them as well. Because as I mentioned earlier, their previous location on Yonge Street, where Ryerson students had known them from, it was kind of squirreled away into the Yonge Street landscape right above the Five Guys restaurant that's on Yonge Street. So just moving to a location where they could have a storefront to display the comic books, display their merchandise, and kind of attract people into the store was really exciting for them. They also mentioned that part of the reason they wanted to move to Queen Street West area was just because of the community feel. While Hamlin said that they had definitely felt that community with Ryerson students, with a lot of Ryerson students coming to hang out in the Black Canary Cafe that used to be located in the Yonge Street location of the Silver Snail, they definitely, when campus closed and everything went online, lost that kind of student interaction and lost that sense of community during the pandemic. So they moved to Queen Street West because it had more of a community feel, more of a local area. People would come visit the comic book store kind of thing. The timing, Hamlin said, was just because their lease had been coming up on them on the Yonge Street location, and they'd kind of realized between Brian Hamlin and Mark Ingres that it was kind of time to just return to Queen Street West in the Trinity Bellwoods area.
You mentioned that they had better accessibility with their location at Queen Street West. Obviously, now it's been difficult because things have only recently opened up again. Before things had shut down, have things been a lot better for them in terms of generating foot traffic now that they had this accessible entrance?
Hamlin did say that they had experienced more foot traffic in the past couple of months that they've been at their Queen Street location. They moved there in July of 2021, but yeah, Hamlin did say that they have had more people walking into the store on their location on Queen Street now than they did on Yonge Street. So it was successful for them, which is good.
Students previously had easy access to the store as it was right across campus. How have students reacted to the store's relocation?
One of the students that I spoke to is a first-year media production student named Thomas Squires. He mentioned that when he had lived on residence last year, when he'd been walking along Yonge Street, he'd happened across the store one day. He thought it was really cool. He'd heard about the store before from his dad because Squires had been like interested in comic books for a long time. And his dad had told him about the Silver Snail because it's existed in Toronto for so long that it's a pretty decently well-known comic book shop. So he was a little bit saddened to hear that it moved, but he also said business is business. And if it's got to move, it's going to move. So he wasn't all too torn up about it, especially because it's not closing down. It's just moving locations. Another student that I spoke to is a third year professional communications student named Regine Tabey. She also said that she had some pretty fond memories of the location. She had attended about 1 year of her university experience before the campus closed down. And so she has some memories of after class when she had a little bit of time, she would go to the Yonge Street location of Silver Snail to browse. And she told me a story of when she'd gotten this graphic novel recommendation from one of the people working there, how she spent like a couple of days coming in and out of the store browsing and trying to figure out what she wanted to get. And she mentioned that she was also a little bit sad about the move, but ultimately she was more happy that they hadn't closed down because the bus ride to go to that location would be worth it if she wanted to get like a new comic book recommendation or graphic novel recommendation, because she felt that like buying comic books should be an experience you do in a comic book store and not necessarily buying it through a train like Indigo or Chapters. And it's just not the same to read comics through like an online subscription as it is to like have the actual physical comics and graphic novels.
Well, it certainly sounds like the store's got a big following now because of the proximity to Ryerson. And it seems like the vibe that was there in the comic book store in the TV show The Big Bang Theory. Do you know if that's commonplace with comic book stores? Did Hamlin and Gingras try and recreate that vibe, or was it just organic?
I don't think it's necessarily a Big Bang Theory thing. Like, I'm also a person who likes to read comic books and like who has frequented many comic book stores in my time. I think it's more so like something that exists in comic book stores that Big Bang Theory drew from. It's not in the article, but like people that I spoke to, I asked about how they felt about comic book stores and the kind of vibe that they have with them. Squires and Tabey both spoke about how that kind of feeling of having the comic book store that you can go to, having that kind of community space of like people who have a common interest in something, can be something really cool. And it's just kind of really fun to experience. Tabey mentioned the Silver Snail specifically when she went into it, that she had felt a little bit nervous going in because sometimes comic book spaces aren't always the most welcoming to like women, but that at the Silver Snail, like it was really welcoming and that they'd been really nice to her and that there wasn't like any gatekeeping or anything like that, which is really nice to hear.
Well, it seems like the store has built up a massive following during its time across Ryerson, and clearly it's going to stay around for a long time to come. Emma, thanks so much for joining us on the Record podcast and talking about the Silver Snail.
Thanks for having me.
That was On the Record reporter Emma Moore. So we've learned that Ryerson students are not feeling supported by the school regarding costs that continue to rise, and although a popular comic book store has survived, other small businesses are feeling the pinch of restrictions and a lack of government support.
But there's still some things we don't know. We don't know how Ryerson will respond to growing demands to lower the cost of tuition, and we don't know how small businesses are going to survive if the pandemic continues to drag on. With capacity restrictions starting to ease, we will be getting these answers soon.
For On the Record, I'm TJ Deer.
And I'm Tom Desarmo.
This episode of the On the Record podcast was produced by TJ Deer and Tom Desormeaux.